We're joined now by Congressman Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning. You've seen these videos. You were briefed by Admiral Bradley and others. Can you just describe what you saw and what you heard?
Well, I think Jim Himes described it really well. There were two survivors on an overturned boat, and Senator Cotton's description of it is simply not accurate. When they were finally taken out, they were trying to flip the boat over. The boat was clearly incapacitated. A tiny portion of it remained, capsized the bow of the boat. They had no communications device. Certainly they were unarmed. Any claim that the drugs had somehow survived that attack is hard to really square with what we saw. So it was deeply disturbing. It did not appear that these two survivors were in any position to continue the fight. And then you get into the larger issue, which you previewed, of what is the fight exactly? They were trying to bring drugs, and not even to the United States, by the way. There's no evidence. I mean, the drugs were going to some other point where they were going to be transshipped from there. And again, no congressional authorization for this. If it is a war, then there should be either congressional authorization or compliance with the War Powers Resolution. So this seems to go directly against Donald Trump's pledge to keep us out of wars. He seems to be dragging us into one without legal authorization.